Good morning and welcome to Simply Finance. It's Thursday, April 18th. On today's show, G7 finance chiefs warn that excessive forex moves are bad for the global economy. Egypt's finance minister discusses mobilizing sustainable finance for Africa's public health. Plus, the Department of Finance reports an increase in imposter scams in Idaho. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Finance. We start off with news from the Group of Seven finance chiefs who met in Washington on Wednesday and reaffirmed their stance that excessive foreign exchange rate movements can negatively impact economic stability. The joint statement also said the G7 countries will closely coordinate any future measures to reduce Iran's ability to acquire or transfer weapons. For more, let's bring in our correspondent. What else did the G7 finance ministers and central bank governors discuss at this meeting?
The meeting covered several key issues facing the global economy. In addition to the foreign exchange concerns, the G7 officials condemned Iran's recent attack on Israel in retaliation for a strike on its embassy in Damascus. Geopolitical risks, particularly from the ongoing war in Ukraine and escalating Middle East tensions, dominated much of the discussion.
The statement mentioned the G7's commitment to assisting Ukraine. Can you provide more details on that?
Absolutely. The G7 countries, along with the European Union, pledged to continue supporting Ukraine in meeting its urgent short-term financing needs. They also explored ways to use frozen Russian sovereign assets to help Ukraine in line with their respective legal systems and international law. The group aims to reach a conclusion on the best approach by their summit in June.
The G7 reaffirmed their 2017 exchange rate commitments. Why is this significant, especially now?
This reaffirmation comes at a time when many currencies, including the Japanese yen, have fallen sharply against the US dollar. The dollar's strength is attributed to robust growth in the US economy and receding expectations of a near-term interest rate cut by the Federal Reserve. By reiterating their commitment to market-determined exchange rates and close consultation regarding foreign exchange market actions, the G7 aims to promote economic and financial stability.
Thank you for that insight. It's clear that the G7 finance chiefs are navigating a complex global economic landscape, with geopolitical risks and currency fluctuations adding to the challenges. Speaking of economic challenges, in a recent roundtable discussion with African finance ministers, Egypt's Minister of Finance, Mohamed Mait, highlighted the decline in public health indicators across Africa due to global tensions and inflationary pressures. He stressed the critical role of international financial institutions in providing innovative and accessible financing to support healthcare and green initiatives in emerging economies. For more on this, we turn to our correspondent, Bella. What did Minister Mait specifically call for from advanced nations?
Minister Mait asserted that advanced nations collectively bear the responsibility of providing healthcare in Africa. He emphasized that this collaboration is pivotal for fostering recovery and sustainable growth, introducing cost-effective developmental resources, and devising creative investment strategies in health, education, and food security. Mait noted Egypt's significant efforts to improve comprehensive health insurance systems and healthcare services for fellow African countries.
Did the minister propose any strategies to address the global economic challenges impacting developing nations?
Yes, Mait called for coordinated action to mitigate the impact of economic shocks on developing nations. He advocated for the mobilization of affordable, sustainable financing to reinforce public health systems in Africa, ensuring universal healthcare access and the provision of developmental resources at lower costs. The minister also underscored the necessity of creating a sustainable framework to boost private sector involvement in Africa's healthcare network expansion.
Speaking of the private sector, what role does Egypt envision for private enterprises in its economic future?
Minister Mait reaffirmed Egypt's commitment to bolstering the private sector's role in the economy, with aspirations for it to contribute over 70% to the economic output. This initiative is part of a broader strategy to enhance local production and exports. the government has set a ceiling on public investments for the upcoming fiscal year, ensuring substantial opportunities for private sector growth, development, and the creation of 1 million jobs annually.
What other economic reforms and policies did the finance minister highlight during his discussions at the IMF and World Bank spring meetings?
Minister Mait outlined Egypt's comprehensive economic reform agenda, which includes a new wave of structural reforms aimed at fostering stability and growth. He cited the government's focus on fiscal discipline, targeting a primary surplus to reduce national debt and deficits. Plans are in place to use proceeds from offerings to decrease the debt of budgetary authorities and establish a public debt ceiling. Mait also emphasized the importance of investing in human capital and social protection, with the government dedicating substantial resources to health, education, and poverty reduction efforts.
Thank you, Bella, for those insights into Egypt's economic and healthcare initiatives discussed at the IMF and World Bank spring meetings. The challenges faced by African nations in the current global climate are significant, but it's encouraging to see proactive efforts and calls for collaboration to address these pressing issues. Speaking of financial challenges, imposter scams are on the rise in Idaho, according to a recent warning from the state's Department of Finance. In 2023, imposter scams were the number one type of fraud reported nationwide, with over 850,000 reports totaling $2.6 billion in losses. Idaho ranked 38th among states, with imposter scams accounting for 20% of all fraud reports and $40 million in losses. For more on this troubling trend, we turn to our Simply Finance correspondent. What exactly are imposter scams, and why are they becoming more prevalent?
Imposter scams involve bad actors who lie and trick victims into sending them money by pretending to be someone they're not. Common disguises include posing as the IRS, Social Security Administration, a business, charity, grandchild, or government agency. These scams are on the rise as online criminals become more sophisticated in their deceptive tactics. They often contact victims claiming there is fraud on their account and pressure them to transfer money to a supposedly safer location. Or they may impersonate a trusted entity and request personal information or verification codes to gain account access. Government imposters demand payments or information while threatening legal action. As these scams get more creative, losses continue to mount.
Those are some devious tactics being used to deceive people and steal their money or information. What are some of the red flags that Idahoans and others should watch out for to avoid falling victim to these imposter scams?
One major red flag is any unsolicited contact pressuring you to move money out of your accounts to protect it. Legitimate banks will never tell you to transfer funds to a different account. You should also never share verification codes with anyone who contacts you. These are used to access accounts and are a sure sign of a scam. Be very wary of supposed government representatives demanding payments or personal information, especially if they threaten you with legal action. Government agencies do not operate that way. In general, be very skeptical of unsolicited messages and always independently verify any requests before responding or clicking any links.
That's great advice to avoid getting deceived by these imposter scams. If someone does get targeted by one of these scams, what should they do? Are there ways to report it?
Absolutely. If targeted by an imposter scam, immediately cease all contact with the scammer. Block them on any communication channels they use to reach you. Do not send any money or provide any information they requested. If the scammer claimed to be from a business or government agency, contact that organization directly through official channels to verify the authenticity of the request. You should then report the scam attempt to the FTC at reportfraud.ftc.gov. This helps the FTC track and combat these crimes.
Thank you, Michael, for breaking down this rise in imposter scams and how to protect against them. Vigilance and skepticism seem to be key. Don't fall for high-pressure tactics and always verify before sharing information or money. If targeted, cut off contact and report it right away. In other financial news, the Group of Seven finance chiefs met in Washington on Wednesday and reaffirmed their view that excessive movements in foreign exchange rates can have adverse effects on economic and financial stability. The G7 consists of the world's major industrial democracies, including Japan, Germany, and the United States. For more on this, we're joined by our correspondent. What else did the G7 finance chiefs discuss at this meeting?
The meeting was dominated by geopolitical risks to the global economic outlook, mainly from Russia's ongoing war against Ukraine and the escalating tensions in the Middle East. The G7 members condemned Iran's unprecedented attack on Israel over the weekend, which was in retaliation for a strike on its embassy compound in Damascus on April 1st. They said they will ensure close coordination of any future measures to diminish Iran's ability to acquire, produce, or transfer weapons that support its destabilizing regional activities.
The G7 also discussed ways to continue assisting Ukraine. What did they say about that?
The G7 countries, as well as the European Union, said they will continue to assist Ukraine in meeting its urgent short-term financing needs. To ensure Moscow pays for the damage it has inflicted on Ukraine, they will also continue exploring all possible avenues for using frozen Russian sovereign assets to help the war-torn country. They suggested reaching a conclusion by the group's summit in June on how best to use the assets in line with their respective legal systems and international law.
Going back to the foreign exchange rates, when was the last time the G7 made commitments regarding this issue?
The G7 members reaffirmed their 2017 exchange rate commitments made in Italy. At that time, they committed to market-determined exchange rates and agreed to consult closely regarding actions in foreign exchange markets. They also recognize that excess volatility and disorderly movements in exchange rates can have adverse implications for economic and financial stability. This reaffirmation comes at a time when the Japanese yen and many other currencies have fallen sharply against the US dollar, driven by robust growth in the US economy and receding expectations of a near-term interest rate cut by the Federal Reserve.
Were there any other key takeaways from this G7 meeting?
One notable absence was a joint statement from the meeting. The G20 finance chiefs also recently failed to issue a joint statement amid the ongoing war in Ukraine. However, the G7 finance chiefs did release a statement condemning Iran's attack on Israel and committing to continue assisting Ukraine. The statement also suggested that the group will aim to reach a conclusion by their June summit on how to best use frozen Russian assets to support Ukraine in accordance with international law and their respective legal systems.
Thanks for that report and analysis. Certainly a lot for the G7 finance chiefs to discuss, given the current global economic and geopolitical landscape. We'll continue to monitor any developments and decisions that come out of this influential group. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Finance. We'll see you back here tomorrow.